pray. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom has come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and thank you for always doing that. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Father, for our fellow Christians and how we can meet here and worship you in spirit and in truth. And thank you for the Bible, which guides us, the ultimate moral compass, guides us away from the false wisdom of man to your wisdom. Bless Bob as he speaks to us tonight, to be a blessing to us and helping us to bring glory to you, and be with those who are sick and traveling, and help this world and all its troubles, and help us to be found faithful to you in the end. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening to you all. It's been given to me another opportunity to speak some different words to you tonight. Penny and I have been thinking about how to handle life's many interruptions and how to stay with what we want to focus on, and to accomplish in both spiritual and physical realms of our life better things, more things, and how we can get back on track after our thoughts have been interrupted. Life in our times, especially considering the easy access of electronics and the internet, offers so many, many distractions that can lure us away from meeting our most important goal. I think you will all agree that with me, that getting to heaven and helping as many people get there as we can is one of our most important goals. One way I found to help me focus and to pull me back into focus when I'm drifting away into some of these other thoughts and just lazily going through life events is to have a list of what strongly motivates me to get back on task. David has helped me recently when I was working with him over in Atlanta. And since we're even here, coming up with a short list of some things that are helping me get back on track. One item is, it's not about me. It's about what I can do to help others. Number two, it's about Jesus Christ and Him crucified and His resurrection. And are we ready to meet Him? Three, our God is a good God and worthy to be glorified, just like in that song. How can I glorify God in my goals and in my actions for today? Well, this evening I'd like to talk a few minutes about that third point. What glorifying God means. We can say that. We need to glorify God. So I want to expand on that. Why it's such a good motivator for me, and maybe a good motivator for you also. We know from the scriptures that one of our purposes on earth is to glorify our Heavenly Father, to glorify God. Let's think for a few minutes about what that looks like, as people say today. For instance, in Isaiah, if you'd like to turn to Isaiah the 43rd chapter, Isaiah the 43rd chapter, we'll look at verses 5 through 8. Fear not, for I am with you. And start in verse 5. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Then in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 31, part of it says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Just how are we to do this? How do we think, talk, or act in a way that will glorify God? There are many passages throughout the Bible which give examples of God's people glorifying His name and giving them honor. I would like to present three of these categories for us to think about tonight. First, we can glorify God in our homes. When we take time to read and study and talk about God's Word in our homes, God is glorified. When we pray together in our homes, God is glorified. Parents can share Bible passages with their children when they rise up, when they sit down, when they walk in the way. This is as mentioned in the Old Testament. Children can glorify God by being willing to hear and act on God's instructions and by treating each other with respect and kindness. If you want to turn to Deuteronomy the sixth chapter. Deuteronomy 6, chapter starting verse 4 through 7. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down and when you rise." The second way we can glorify God, our great God, is by gathering together to worship Him and to study His Word as He has asked us to do, such as when we come here tonight. In Psalm 100, the 100th chapter of Psalm, starting with verse 2. "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations." And then over chapter 122, verse 1, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" In Acts, in the New Testament now, in Acts the second chapter, we see examples of the early Christians. They devoted themselves, on verse 42, chapter 2, verse 42 of Acts, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. And down to verse 46, "And day by day attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people." That's during this time that we're talking about, of his popularity particularly. This is after his death. So, anyway, popularity of the people, of the early Christians. So, as adult Christians and as young children of Christians, we come to know that the worship services we attend are purposefully structured to worship and praise our God. Following the examples recorded in the New Testament, we study God's Word and learn more about God, who is, and what He has done for us. We glorify His name in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We also honor our loving God by remembering Jesus' sacrifice for our sins as we take the Lord's Supper. We glorify God by giving as generously as our means as we are able, each first day of the week, as we have purpose in our hearts. We also glorify God when we show love and care for our fellow Christians whom we gather together with. Our fellow Christians here at Elliottsville of the Lord's Church are very good at speaking to each other, encouraging each other, and helping each other as needed, even outside of the worship services. The young people that are here many times, not all of them tonight, are not aware of the influence that they are on us. And how they help us when they're here at the worship service. We older ones, I guess I call myself an older one now, are so glad that when they're here, even the I guess the younger adults here are not as old as we are, so we're still glad that they're here too, learning about God and serving God. The world needs more young people to stand on the side of goodness and righteousness, people who are willing to influence others to be saved from this world and sin and death. 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, verse 24 says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you." The third way we can glorify God is before others who may not be believers of God. In Micah, the 6th chapter, there was a discussion about the importance of the sacrifices. In verse 6, it says, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old?" And down in verse 8, he said, "He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." One of the most powerful things we can do to glorify God is to behave differently from the world of people around us in our schools, our neighborhoods, in our workplaces. Do our actions and our language glorify God when we are not with fellow Christians? Do we act with godliness and kindness that the world can see? God can use any of his Christians, young or old, to rescue the perishing all around us. If anyone here has not yet become a Christian, please hear God's call to be baptized into Christ and become a follower of Christ, one who can make a difference in influencing others to become Christians with the hope of eternal life. As we sing the song of Rescue the Perishing, let's think on these things.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the train. Lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Though they are smiting him, still he is waging, waging the penitent child to receive.
Bow with me, please. Our precious Heavenly Father, we come before Thee this evening with opportunity to praise and glorify Your name another time together in this year. We thank you, Father, for the provisions you've made in our lives to be with us, to walk with us, to show us the pathway of righteousness and sustain us by our faith in thee. We thank you, Father, for your wonderfulness, your greatness. We marvel at thy power and thy magnitude, and that you have great loving kindness and mercy for us from day to day. It is hard to comprehend how wonderful and marvelous a God you are, and how mindfully you are of such a small creature that you have made. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your attention and concern for us, and that you are ever present with us as we strive to serve you. Father, we do pray for the forgiveness of our sins and pray that you would help us to not fall into temptation, but when it must be faced, that we will overcome it through faith, that we will find the way of escape, and that we will not succumb to it to let sin fester in our lives. For those things that we have committed against thee, Father, we ask for your merciful forgiveness, that you cleanse us from unrighteousness as we repent of those things that are against thee and against thy word. And help us, Father, to live faithfully from day to day. As we think about the close of a human year and another year before us, may we be recommitted in our own minds to maintain our most holy faith, to continue in the walk of life that you would allow us on this earth, as we work to prepare ourselves to live with you for all eternity. Help us, Father, to have more faith, to help us in our unbelief, that we might be strong and faithful to you, and good examples of Jesus Christ and the life that he left behind by example as we shine his light to others round about us. May they see his life, his hope, his mercy in us and be drawn to find that mercy for themselves in his name. We are mindful, Father, that there are many away from us tonight who are traveling to different places and may be involved in the storms that are coming, but nonetheless they are away from their homes at the moment. We pray for a speedy return, that those who are suffering ailments right now will be able to be recovered soon and come back. We thank you, Father, for hearing the prayers that we've offered for those to be recovered and the sicknesses that we've seen that have been healed from and that people have been able to get back to service. We're mindful, Father, of the Gassaways tonight with a couple of their family who are ill. We pray for Elijah tomorrow as he goes through having his wisdom teeth removed. We pray that might go smoothly and that your blessings will be on him and the family. And Father, we pray that you'd be with each one of us as we go day from day, for this world would be a scary and dark place, except that you have your eternal light shining around about us and have shown us the pathway of righteousness. May we ever be on that road that leads to your throne forever and ever. And we pray this prayer in hope through Jesus Christ in his name. Amen.
Helping us